Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chuck Porter. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cooper out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Leach moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach scores. Brookins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins is hit by the pitch. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cabell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lopez. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.